One way to tap into the rich experiences of older persons in the Ghanaian society is to recognize their very existence whilst appreciating their concerns. Senior citizen and statesman KB Asante believes the youth have a lot to learn from history to facilitate Ghana's forward march. However, tells Rosemary Gaze in an exclusive interview that it does not seem too good at times to live long.
Too early and they didn't have what they did recognized. But I think I've been lucky in that what I've done has been recognized.
Yes, so would you say you have lived a fulfilled life?
Yes, I think I have. Although I must say, it sometimes...
Any regrets?
Yeah, it doesn't pay to live too long because there are so many things going on you don't understand. I don't understand all that the young do or what the governments and people in key positions do all the time. You sometimes feel you are an old man out. You tell yourself, perhaps if I had died some 10 years ago, I wouldn't have experienced...
You wish you'd have died.
Yes, yeah. You wouldn't know all that is happening now. Now, there are so many things which are happening who don't agree with. I say it almost every time. For example, just before you came, I was trying to put my thoughts together about our social problem. What happens is that whenever I think of a problem, you go the way they do in the so-called global village.
You just heard the man who worked with Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, for 6 good years. That's between 1860 and 1966. An educationist well noted for his frank commentaries. But I'm quite surprised to hear from him today that he wished he had died some 10 years back just because he feels uncomfortable with what he sees and hears at times our present Ghana, a nation he helped put on the world map as a diplomat.
The former diplomat and educationist, KB Asante.